Chapter 36. The Banshee came out of hyperspace near Christophsis.
Wow,
Voss said, peering out at the fleet of battleships in the distance.
I don't even know what this vendetta is about, do you?
Don't know,
Ventress said dryly.
Don't care.
She touched the controls.
Well, well. It pays to arrive when a battle is in progress. The doors are open, and all hangar shields are deactivated, so the ships can get in and out as needed.
Asajj,
Voss said quietly. Ventress froze at the tone in his voice and looked up at him.
Don't you dare,
she said, her own voice a warning.
There's no way we can hide this ship in the hangar. And this is my battle. You yourself said you didn't need to see Dooku dead. I still have to. I want to do it for me, and I want to do it because I know what good it will do the galaxy.
You want me to just hang around and drive the getaway speeder? Is that it?
Voss knelt beside her chair.
I want you to be safe,
he said, taking her hand.
And wait for me, because I am coming back to you when this job is done. I promise.
Ventress's eyes searched his. Then she reached out, grabbed the front of his robe, and pulled him toward her, bending her head to kiss him. He returned the kiss eagerly, almost desperately, one hand cupping the back of her head, the other around her shoulders. Then Ventress released him.
You better, she said. Because if you don't, I'm coming in after you. That's my promise.
Deal,
he said, and rose. She watched him make his way to the back of the ship and take position beside the door. And then she turned to the controls. Gently, she moved the cloaked ship beside Dooku's massive dreadnought, taking it slowly and carefully toward the open hangar doors. Voss was right. A single person might be able to slip in unnoticed, but her ship would not.
Opening the doors,
she called, and suited action to word.
Almost. Almost,
Voss said.
Just a little closer.
Ventress dropped deep into herself, using her awareness of her surroundings in the Force to bring the door close enough for Voss to leap to safety, but not so close that she would slam into the hangar. She closed her eyes, moving her fingers on the controls, then opened them. She was there. Ventress turned to look at him.
Now!
She cried. Their eyes met. Voss gave her a confident grin and leapt. The shuttle had been Anakin's idea. Naturally. They had brought a commandeered Separatist shuttle aboard the Vigilance, complete with two defunct battle droids Anakin had reprogrammed to be operated remotely. Hidden behind the two droid pilots, seated in the cockpit, Kenobi and Anakin were pressed tightly together in the cramped space.
Anakin,
Kenobi said, maneuvering the handheld controls.
This plan, like most of your plans, is completely insane.
Try not to be a downer, just for once. For me.
Anakin spoke into a jury-rigged comlink, and his voice now issued through the droid's metallic mouth. He shot Obi-Wan a triumphant look.
You're going too fast. They're going to know something's wrong,
Kenobi warned. Unlike Anakin, he chose not to speak through the makeshift comm. Anakin's droid hit Obi-Wan's in the arm with a touch too much enjoyment.
Lighten up, will you? Okay, our intel shows that Ventress and Voss have split up, and Voss is inside that cruiser. That must be where Dooku is.
And clearly you just plan on waltzing in.
Roger, roger,
Anakin said and grinned. The reprogrammed droids continued to be useful even after the trick enabled the Jedi to, as Obi-Wan had said, waltz in. Now on foot and following a good distance behind the clankers, Anakin and Kenobi sent them up ahead into corridors, seeing what the droids saw. At one point, Kenobi said,
We need to find out where Dooku is. I'd say on the bridge.
Hold that thought,
Anakin said. he marched his droid up a corridor toward a group of blaster-holding battle droids.
Anakin?
Shh, Anakin said. His fingers tapped the controls, and his droid pointed to its own throat.
My vocabulator is broken.
Wow, you sound terrible. Better get that repaired,
one of the other battle droids said.
Roger, I have information for Count Dooku. Where is he located?
The Anakin droid asked.
He's on the bridge, but he's heading to the observation room now. I changed your voice first, though,
the other one advised.
Roger, roger,
Anakin's droid said, and marched on. Kenobi turned and said with reluctant admiration,
Well done, Anakin.
Roger,
no, Kenobi interrupted. Let's get to the observation deck before Dooku does. They continued to utilize their droids for recon, finally parking them in an out-of-the-way corner. The droids would be discovered at some point, but the Jedi hoped to have their business concluded by then and be on their way back to Coruscant, one way or another. Even taking an indirect route, they did arrive before the ship's master, though with only a few moments to spare. They glanced around, chagrined.
Why does Dooku have to be so tidy?
Anakin muttered. There was only one place to hide, and it was painfully obvious, beneath the large, curving desk off to one side.
Cluttered room, cluttered mind, murmured Kenobi absently.
Well, at least it's not a difficult choice. We can both fit under there if we try, but we'd better hurry.
Kenobi was right on both counts. He and Anakin had just settled themselves into a position where, if they were careful, they could peer around the edge of the desk when the door slid open. Count Dooku entered alone, and for a moment, Kenobi thought he had sensed them. The Count paused, frowning, his gaze moving about the room. Both Kenobi and Anakin ducked back, gripping their lightsaber hilts. Dooku was actually walking toward the desk when the door opened again. Standing in the doorway, flanked by a group of battle droids, was Quinlan Vos, but one who looked nothing like the cheerful Jedi whom Kenobi had known for years. This man looked cold, arrogant, evil. Beside Kenobi, Anakin made a soft, angry sound and started to rise. Obi-Wan laid a hand on his arm and mouthed the word, Wait!
We brought him here, sir, just like you asked,
one of the battle droids said.
Vos, Dooku said. Were you successful?
I'm here, aren't I?
Vos answered. His voice was as icy as his expression. Dooku chuckled, looking the other man up and down appraisingly.
You seem unburdened. I sense a greater strength in you.
I agree, Vos said. I am calmer, more focused, stronger than before.
In the blink of an eye, he seized and activated his lightsaber. Its green glow bathed his face as he smiled.
Strong enough to kill you.
This time, looking relieved, Anakin moved to get up. Again, Kenobi held him back.
Let this play out, he whispered. We must be absolutely certain.
Dooku's own lightsaber was activated now, and the two men regarded each other. Dooku sighed.
Must we do this yet again? This time I shall make certain to swat this pesky fly.
The Count went from standing perfectly still to a blur. But Vos was faster. He leapt up and over Dooku, just in time to prevent the red blade from severing his legs. Dooku whirled as Vos's blade slashed down and caught it on his own. Vos kicked out in a long swipe, angling his body to force his enemy's blade down. Dooku let himself fall, seizing Vos in the force and hurling him across the room. The Count extended his arm, and force lightning leapt from his hand. But Vos wasn't there. He stretched out his own hand, and Dooku's lightsaber flew into his open palm. Vos smiled, a cruel, satisfied smile. Dooku appeared unrattled, blasting another round of force lightning, while Boss crossed both green and red lightsabers in front of him in a protective X. Dooku made a pulling motion with his other hand, and Boss was flipped backward. The red lightsaber returned to its owner, and the fight continued. Both Jedi watching were prepared to act if need be. Indeed, Anakin was more than eager to do so. The truth be told, Boss seemed to be holding his own against Dooku. He leapt, sprang, ducked, and tumbled. Dooku might have been a master of technique, but Boss's characteristic unpredictability, quite possibly even to himself, often gave him the edge. As it did now, Boss all but danced around Dooku, forcing the older man to whirl, strike, and block from every side. And then, there it was. Dooku overextended. Only a trifle. And the next thing Kenobi knew, the Count's lightsaber was across the room, and the Count himself was on his back. Boss smiled down at the defeated Sith. The tip of his lightsaber was a centimeter away from Dooku's throat. Even now, Kenobi waited. Why wasn't Voss taking the final step? Dooku, defiant to the last, spoke up.
"What can you possibly think you'd gain from my death?"
he sneered.
"A sense of satisfaction? A badge of honor?"
Voss leaned closer, his gaze locked with Dooku's. "A new master," he said.
"What's he doing?"
Anakin hissed. Dooku, too, seemed startled.
"Impossible,"
he snapped. Boss calmly grabbed Dooku by the hair and slammed his head violently against the floor.
"Is it?" he asked. "After all your betrayals, your mistakes, you think your lord would be so quick to deny me?"
"Sidious will kill you as soon as he lays eyes upon you. Do you think he accepts just anyone as an apprentice? A mediocre Jedi, no less?"
"Mediocre? Who's got the lightsaber?"
Again, Voss slammed Dooku's head against the unyielding metal of the deck, this time with his hand around the older man's throat. Voss's fingers tightened.
"You need an introduction,"
Dooku choked out.
"Obi-Wan,"
Anakin said in a low, urgent voice. Kenobi held up a hand. He sensed there was more to learn before they intervened. Perhaps even the identity of this second Sith Lord.
"You're lying," said Voss.
But Kenobi noticed that he had relaxed his grip so that Dooku could speak more easily.
"Am I? Go then. Find him. See what happens. Or you could join with me again. We will defeat Sidious together."
"I won't be your apprentice."
Voss started to choke Dooku again.
"No! No!"
Dooku wheezed.
"A team! Equals!"
"Sith don't work that way."
"Are you and I ordinary Sith?"
Voss still looked skeptical.
"Do you know where he is? And do not lie to me."
"Of course I know. I'm the only one he trusts."
There was a long, tense minute. Kenobi hoped desperately that Voss wouldn't take that final step. That one that would doom him.
"Don't let him go, old friend."
Voss released Dooku. "Then let's go find..." As one, Anakin and Obi-Wan sprang from their place of concealment. Dooku leapt up, hissing.
"Jedi!"
Obi-Wan was too devastated to speak. He lunged for Dooku, kicking the Count's legs out from underneath him, then thrust out his hand. Dooku's lightsaber flew toward him from the corner of the room where it had rolled. Obi-Wan ignited it and placed the tip a hair's breadth away from Dooku's chest. Anakin had targeted Boss, headbutting him and snatching up Voss's lightsaber. He stood over Voss, pain and anger warring on his face as he spoke.
"I am happy to say that this little unholy alliance you two have formed is officially over."
"Count Dooku, Quinlan Voss,"
Kenobi said, surprised at how strong and steady his voice sounded.
You are both under arrest on charges of treason.
Obi-Wan,
Boss began, staring with a shocked expression at his old friend.
You had your chance,
Kenobi snapped.
More than one. Come on.